That's a, am I allowed to say? That's a Gwyn Christmas cake, that special. Very, very nice. Okay, that was me preparing my sermon on Friday morning. And when you'll see that the title and the theme that we are talking about today is fasting. You'll see why it's appropriate to have what I was doing as I prepared, filling my cake hole. Yeah, fasting. If you want to leave now, you can. Okay? I may sort of push us a little bit this morning on this. Is that okay? You know, you have to go away and weigh it, but I think there's something quite significant about today's message. I don't often say this. You know, I think every time we preach the word, it carries something, doesn't it? That's the way the word works. But there are occasions when I think actually the Lord is resting on a theme. It may not necessarily be my delivery of it, but the focus, what we're talking about today, I think is of utmost importance. And I want, and I hope, and I pray that everyone in some way can engage with it. It fits with our theme. If you look in the booklets on the month of prayer each week, we're having a focus, and this week's focus is hunger. And specifically, it's about fasting. And using this chapter from 2 Chronicles to give us sort of headings for each week. The scripture from that 2 Chronicles passage today is Jehoshaphat proclaimed a fast for all Judah. So there was a proclamation, a call to fasting. And what I hope during the week is that the small groups, the house groups, would take up this theme. We're asking the house groups just to make prayer the focus. We've got some things you can pray for in the little booklets, but I'd really love you to talk about this whole area of hungering after God and how that links with fasting. I've got some questions from a book. If you wanted to use those, I can copy those for you. So let me start with a quote. Anyone heard of Julian of Norwich? Julian of Norwich. This is going to push us. She was a nun, apparently a little lady from a long time ago, and as you've worked out, from Norwich. And this is what she said: "Oh God, please give me 3 wounds. The wound of contrition, which is like being remorseful or penitent. The wound of compassion, and the wound of longing after God." Then she adds this, and I think this is the bit. This is the bit, the next phrase. And she says, "This I ask without condition. Father, do what I ask, then send me the bill. Anything that it costs will be all right with me." Okay. "This I ask without condition. Father, do what I ask and then send me the bill. Anything that it costs will be all right with me." There's a guy writing about this. His name's J.I. Packer. Some of you would have heard of him, and I love what he said about this. He said, "She wasn't dickering with God. She wanted 3 things, and they were all for God's glory." I'm not sure I know what dickering means, but I think it's something like messing around or something, you know? She wasn't playing the game. She wanted 3 things, and they were all for his glory. You know, the challenge. Now, this is my personal response, okay? You make your own response to it. I can't do that for you. My response as I read this and I reflected on this is that actually there's been too much dickering around in my life. And if I'm brutally honest with myself, there's been too many times when the only glory that's been sought is my own. When I've sought my comfort, my well-being, my own gain, my preferences, my good name, my not being inconvenienced or embarrassed before God's glory. I'm just being brutally honest. Let me go from the sublime to the ridiculous and show you a quick quote, a clip from something I saw recently.